While the disease doesn't have an official name, researchers are calling it Ehrlichia Muris-like, or EML, because it closely resembles the strain by that name found in parts of Europe and Asia. Zip Huang Johnson is the state's vector-borne epidemiologist. She says the symptoms are similar to those associated with Lyme disease.
What you would get is like an acute fever, headache, myalgia, you know, like those flu-like symptoms. And then with this Ehrlichia, you tend to see abnormal blood work.
But when left alone, Johnson says the disease can cause havoc in the body.
Without treatment, it can start attacking some of your internal organs, and so it can be dangerous and can be severe in that way.
One of the first confirmed cases of EML was found in Eau Claire 5 years ago. Since then, 28 cases have been confirmed in Wisconsin, most from Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. Johnson says this year, they're investigating 5 more. Meanwhile, more ticks from around the state are testing positive for the bacteria responsible for the new novel disease. UW-Madison entomology professor Susan Paskowitz says her team has found around 25 infected ticks.
Primarily, we were seeing it across the northern half of the state. We have only one tick that we've identified in the southern quarter that's actually been infected with the pathogen, but that probably means that it's fairly widespread here.
Paskowitz says the chances of getting EML are low, especially if you're protecting yourself against tick bites with repellent and by tucking pants into socks. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.